Hey guys, what is up? This is Yannis, and I'm very happy because today we have here with us Steve Papanastasiou, who is a great person. He's a nutritionist and a really good friend of mine, and one of the people that I consider as one of my mentors on my nutrition journey. So, Steve, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Hey, my man, Yannis.
How are you doing?
I'm really glad to be in your video.
My pleasure as always. Would you like to say to the people watching this video right now, who are you and a little bit of stuff about your story and where you come from?
Just an intro for me. Look, right now I'm in my office in the center of Greece, and I give nutrition services. So I'm a nutrition coach, and I improve people's diet, improve people's body, step-by-step process. And, in a 3-month program, for example, we look for step-by-step improvements like that. Mm-hmm. So I see a lot of people, I offer my services, we make a good job. And
great job.
Great job. Nutrition goes hand in hand with a general improvement, man. So if someone improves his nutrition, he can improve his productivity in work, his life, his relationships. It's the first baby step in order to organize your life.
All right. Yeah, I understand with that. I understand and I agree with that, to be honest. And I saw that, I think it works the other way around too, that when you become more productive, you also, improve your nutrition. And when you improve your nutrition, then your productivity gets affected as well. So it's like a vicious cycle, I think. All right, cool. My first question, which is something I want to learn, is why did you decide to, have your own business right now, especially in Greece, which is a place which is, not very friendly to new businesses. So why did you decide to do that?
Mm-hmm. Look, I was in a moment of my life that I finished my studies and I didn't know what to do. But I knew for sure that I didn't like to work for another person. I want to be an independent guy and not to work under certain schedule, certain constraints in my daily life. But okay, in the process, I found out that I work a lot more hours than I would work if I was working in a 9-to-5 job, but that's another issue. If you love your job, then you don't even work in your life like that. I want to be independent. I didn't want to work for anyone else. And I want to be flexible with my daily life. I want to go for my trips, to go around the world. So anytime I want, I can just close my office, close my internet services, go around the world. That was the second reason. And the third reason, is that I liked the potential of making a lot of money. If you work in a 9-to-5 job, okay, you can get a promotion. How much money more? Like, there is a limit, a certain limit. But if you have your own business, it depends on your actions, on your knowledge. It's up to you, man. It's up to you. And I can see it from my career so far. I'm into the field for 5 years now. And if I see year by year, it gets better and better. And, depends on my knowledge. If I get some certain education about business issues, I can make a lot more money.
Yeah, nice. So, I really love it.
Not for the paper thing of the money, the independence that it gives you, the financial freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, freedom, for sure. Freedom is a big one. And you know what? I really like what you said, and I think people that will watch this video right now can be very, very benefited from that, that especially when you're an entrepreneur, the more you work, the more your business will expand. And we have to realize that, but by putting the hours, by putting the work, by working until late, by, waking up early in order to work, and by not, wake up just to watch Netflix and chill and all these kind of things, you basically invest in yourself time, energy, resources that can indeed help your business. So if your business isn't where you want it to be, it's up to you to change it. It's not up to, you know, some crazy power or, you know, someone else, the economy of the country you live in. No, you have 100% responsibility to change that. And I love that, the fact that you said that. And I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more, man.
Definitely, man. And okay, metrics. If you make more money than your job, man. Like, mm-hmm. okay. Even in social media, if you post something and you see the metrics, it shows you something, man. You are doing something good or you don't do it in a good way.
Yeah, like, 100%.
One more thing for me, like in my business. I don't know if you have the same feeling, but I have an urge inside me, like so much energy, so much creativity, that my job, my business, can give me the chance to express it to the world. It's a mean to express my energy, this drive, this urge deep inside me.
A hunger,
like that.
Yeah.
The business is the perfect way to express it to the world.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Because, well, I believe that it really depends on what your personality is. And I agree with the fact, I don't know if you agree with that, I agree with the fact that Gary Vee says that entrepreneurs kind of have it on their DNA, because it's the way of you thinking and seeing the world and your work ethic. And, you know, it's all about your personality. And when you want it, you know, this thing more than anything, and you are like, you know what, fuck everything else, I will commit to that, I will put in the effort, I will put in the work, I'm alive when I do those things, so I don't really care if I, you know, lose other things maybe, then I think that's a game changer at some point.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, man. And mm-hmm. one more thing, like, if you have as a value to be authentic, congruent, okay, and to have your thoughts, your words, and your actions aligned, then you have to work with yourself, man, to improve and to show it, to express it. You don't have a plan B. Like, you have to be congruent with yourself first. If you're with yourself and whatever you read, whatever you think, whatever you say, and whatever you do is the same, then boom, man.
That's the power. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's entrepreneurs.
Like, okay.
Express it.
Question, what do you like the most about being an entrepreneur?
Okay, what I like the most. I never feel stress, but okay.
Are you sure?
I never feel stress from other people.
Okay.
To me, I feel stress from myself to myself. So mm-hmm. I can control it in one way or another. That's the good thing. And okay, you can find your limits. It's up to you to find your limits. That's what I like. I see it like a game, man. So every time you can pass a stage, you can go to the next one and the next one, like that.
Can you expand a little bit more on that? So what is the thing that, you know, makes you more alive when you work? Why? Like, what exactly is that thing that you love and that makes you wake up every single day and be like, freaking fucking yeah, it's another day, let's work?
Mm-hmm. Okay, look, my job actually has to do with people. Okay, so I have human interactions many times per day. I can see like 10 people per day to have some appointments. And okay, when you get the feedback that you have an impact on someone, even in a minor thing or in a bigger thing, like, you changed my life, bro, like, thank you so much, then, oh man, that's a perfect feeling for me.
All right.
Whatever I do, whatever hustle I make, that's a deal, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful feeling. Like beautiful that. Feeling, yeah.
And okay, another one is the aha moments of my life. Like, my job is a mean to know myself more, to find my limits again, and to find something new, man, a new knowledge, a new connection, like you, a new idea, a new reality, to see the world from another people's mind, like that. That's interesting.
You know, actually, I never thought about what you said now, because most of the entrepreneurs nowadays, many of the young entrepreneurs, especially on the young stages, they are mostly, you know, solopreneurs. So the use of working alone, and if their business is not based on coaching or consulting, they just work on their own, and they're never into communication with nobody else. But in reality, when you build a team around you, if you are a solopreneur, or when you interact with, you know, with your coaching clients, with your consulting clients, and this change of thoughts, this journey, because you both go into a journey, both you and your mentee, both mentor and mentee, all the group is going through a journey. And it's beautiful, you know, seeing the change of the people while you're doing those steps together. And yeah.
It's fantastic, man. It's like, in my mind, it's like a series, a TV series, that you see episode one, episode two, and the story, you know, opens up in every episode of the series. And in the end, it depends on your work, on your collaboration, and the feeling that that leaves you, the feeling that you get from all this journey.
Yes.
How it goes, man. Like, they will forget everything, but not the feeling that you made them feel like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. That's true. That's a big one. Question. It's true that, you know, entrepreneurship and business, the business world, have many, many beautiful things. But there are also many struggles that people like us have to deal with, have to overcome, have to fall down and feel the pain, and then rise up again and try again. So my question, first of all, is, what are you currently struggling in your business or in your life because of your business right now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I had two or three struggles, I would say. The first one is the passive income. To create like a mechanism to make money without moving my finger. That's a dream. I've tried it once. I had made an internet online program like that, but it didn't go well. I failed. And I know fail is one of your favorite words, so that's why I emphasize it.
Yeah.
And okay, so passive income is the first one. The second one is the pricing of my services, but not to the new clients that are interested in my business, but to my previous customers, like my old customers.
Yeah.
And okay, I can solve it if I have new customers. That's a good thing. But I have definitely an issue of announcing the new prices to my old customers. Like, it doesn't fit well to my behavior like that. So it's a psychology thing. And the third one is about the delegation of my different kind of work that I have to do. So I usually take that on my back, everything, and I find myself in the end of the day doing random things that do not make income, but okay, for a weird reason, I make them, I do them.
Yeah, you know, I like to call that productive procrastination as a term, because I've been there so many times. You know, you're like, all right, so I have this important issue right now that if I do that, it will bring me income on my business. But you know what? No, I have to do some small changes on the design of the website, because yeah, it's very important right now to change the website.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So yeah, that's productive procrastination. And can you expand a little bit on the third one mostly? Like, why do you think that happens?
Mm-hmm. It's an ego issue, man, of having the control of everything like that. For me, speaking about myself, a big difference that I saw in my daily life was when I had another person working for me in the same office. So I have a collaboration here. A guy comes here and helps me with my job. So that was a huge step to my improvement, like a professional. And I try to give away many work that I can do. I'm not the expert. Like social media, cover photos for Facebook, for YouTube, video editing, or stuff like that, that I'm not an expert, and I always try to make them. So the job is never done in the proper way, and I consume my time, I consume my thoughts, my willpower, everything.
All right, so you believe it's an ego issue because... Well, it makes sense from one point that nobody can, you know, edit your video better than you because it's your video and you know what you said and how you said it. But can you expand a little bit on that ego? Because I'm trying to understand exactly what do you mean by saying ego. Is it ego based on what?
Okay. That you want to control your image that you have in your mind to be the same with the image people see with what you post or what you give away, like that. So if someone else makes this task, then you don't see the same image that you have in your mind, and you want to control it, that thing. But okay, it's not this. It is not a problem.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. I understand now completely.
You have to give to let go of that control. Mm-hmm. Your image maybe can change a little bit, like 1 or 2%. Okay.
Maybe trust people that work for you more. That's another one.
Yeah.
Definitely. And hire better people as well. That's important as well. And for a business to thrive, you need to start, you know, going from the solopreneurship to the entrepreneurship part and start having people around you to support you as a team and all these kind of things. I think this is very important because it's not... Even if it's a one-man show, if you are on the coaching or the speaking or the consulting point of a business, still you need people on the, you know, behind the curtains to support you on all the other, you know, logistical things. And even if you are the brand, yeah, you need some people to support you.
Man, I'm watching Gran Cardone, you know, yeah. That guy. And when I see some pictures from his offices, like when he posts some videos and I see all those people working on his videos, on his products, on his marketing like that. And I see the frontman, Gran Cardone, always, but I see the hustle behind him every time. Oh man, this is amazing. Like, this is my dream. Someday I want to make it.
I believe that. I believe you will make it. Is that how you define success? How would you define success, actually? Sorry guys, I just said the Greek word because I don't know. So yeah, how do you define success?
Basically, basica. Okay, you know, I come from a middle class family. We didn't have a lot of money, so I'm not one of the guys that would tell you I want millions, I want like the whole wealth of the world. No, I don't need this, and I don't define my success like that. The first thing that always satisfy myself is success is if I am better than my previous self that I was yesterday. A month ago, 6 months ago, 1 year ago, if I'm better from all my metrics, from how I feel, from the money that I make, from my relationships that I have with other people, then, oh man, I'm successful that time. So the first thing is improvement from your previous self that you were yesterday. The second one is to be free, but from a financial point of view. So to make money, to have a proper amount of money that you can decide whatever you want, man. You want to travel, good. You want to buy something, good. You want to provide your family in a future scenario for me, like that. I want to be free. So I want to make money, and that's success for me. If my kid asks me something and I don't think about it with a second thought, then okay, man, I'm successful. I have the money, I'm free to decide.
So to provide, you mean?
Provide, yeah, like that. Mm-hmm. And the third one is my relationships with other people. So my business, not to be a cost in my personal relationships with my favorite people. If I have meaningful relationships, then man, I'm successful, like that. So summing it up, like improvement from my previous self, money, and relationships, like meaningful relationships.
I understand. So you mean that for you, success is something that is like a more complete, you know, it's not only money. It's about you being happy, about the people around you being happy, and about you having a meaningful relationship with the people next to you, right?
Definitely. Okay, man, I have an issue with happiness lately. I don't want to be happy. I want to be improved. I want to evolve like that. Mm-hmm. Because I see myself many times, I'm not happy with a feeling like that, man. Who likes to work like 12 hours per day, 10 hours per day? Come on, let's be sincere. Nobody likes it. It's a tough thing. You're not happy that time. But you are fulfilled. You evolve. You expand. It's something that I'm thinking lately, but okay, leave it for another.
I wouldn't disagree with you, honestly, because I think it's true. And you know, Stratis, when I asked him the same question, he said that happiness is very trivial as a concept because it's based on our DNA, how happy we will become. So, same like you, she's not really targeting happiness. He's, she's targeting something different, but, you know, for every person is something else. But in my opinion, fulfillment is a big one. And that's what is going to help you, you know, and push you and boost you and accelerate you in order to work, even when you don't want to work. Because, you know, it's your job. It's not your job. It's your passion. It's your life. It's part of who you are.
It's you. Actually, it's you.
Yeah.
Sigmund Freud tells that you are your work and your love, your relationships with other people. That's your identity, actually, man. Mm-hmm. You're what you do every day and what you feel, how you connect with other people.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Sigmund Freud. That's nice. What do you want more than anything?
Oh, man.
That's a tricky one.
Yeah, I haven't thought of that. But okay, right now...
What do you want to create with your business more than anything?
Okay, a bigger impact.
A bigger impact.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Like helping a lot more people, getting better with their health, their fitness level, like that. And to give them the right information. Because in my field, in fitness industry, there is a lot of misconceptions, a lot of frauds like that. So I want to give them the real seat and make them improve, man.
Yeah. It's all about making an impact, right? I believe, at least. We know we're not alone in this world. So it's important, you know, leaving your mark. Because your changes, if they're helping people, can improve societies and then, you know, create like a domino effect and more and more and more and more people, especially nowadays that we have internet, you know. You can literally make an impact on someone's life who lives all around the other, you know, the other side of the world.
Where really?
You, I remember you were telling me that you had a client from Thailand.
Yeah.
And I have some clients from Australia, and you know, it's like, damn, man, like, that's amazing. Yeah. We can do that because of the internet, of the world, so nothing can actually stop us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's okay. From the one side, we're really lucky. From the other side, it's never enough. So we have to find the middle ground. Like, if you can impact a person from Australia, why can't you impact the whole Earth like that?
Yeah, yeah.
The whole universe, even the aliens. Like, when it's enough for you, man.
Well, yeah, I understand what you say. I wouldn't say that, you know, even like a small footprint, like not in terms of people knowing your name, but your message, you know, coming across to someone else's desk, or your video going on someone else's screen and changing the way that he thinks. So, I mean, I remember that your videos you're doing now, everyday videos for quite a few time, and you have 365 days, you know, as a challenge to do it, which is really, really nice. I really, really respect this hustle. But, you know, I mean, wouldn't be nice that your videos can be watched by someone on a mountain of an isolated village in Greece?
Fantastic. It's fantastic.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, that because of technology right now, we can reach out to people that don't even have maybe the money or the resources, or, you know, and you can change those people even just with a small video.
Oh, man.
That's what I mean.
But we belong to the generation that was into Facebook, YouTube, all the new technology stuff. So I cannot imagine myself being an entrepreneur without social media, without this power. Oh man, like, all my traffic is from social media. If I didn't have social media, I don't know what I would do.
That's true. Yeah, I never thought about that.
Newspapers, or I don't know, praying to be in television, like paying everyone.
Door to door, I guess. Cold calls, maybe.
Cold calls, yeah. That was the thing.
Damn.
But right now, you just post
a click. Okay. So your ideal, the thing that you want the most is making an impact, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the thing that stops you from making that a reality right now?
The know-how.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
I have my energy, I have my creativity within me, so I believe in myself, and I always see what goes wrong, what goes right, and I'm trying to fix it. I see improvements in my income, I see improvements in my job, I see improvements in my impact, but I have to fix it like that.
So it's the action plan that you're lacking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's what I think.
And
so I invest a lot of hours in my business. I work 10 hours per day or even more. It's not about the laziness thing. So I don't have any kind of that issue. I believe in myself as well, so I don't have a psychology issue like that. But my action plan, somewhere it stacks. I will find it.
So you think it's because of not having, for example, a mentor or a coach, or is it just a matter of you not taking the right smart action and just having to rethink about the whole process?
Whatever improvement I have made in my business was because of a mentor. So I miss a mentor right now, a good business mentor, that he's an expert in my field. And I think it can take me many steps higher like that. So yeah, a mentor and one-on-one coaching like that for my specific case.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, I'll get that. Who do you think is your role model? Who would you say?
I have a guy that he's in Canada in the fitness industry that really does what I have in my mind. And he really has a good impact in the industry. His company is called Precision Nutrition. So, and that guy is called John Berardi. Like, he's a Canadian super expert guy. He has a family with three young kids, like 3, 5, and 7. I think, okay, 2 girls, 1 boy, like that. So yeah. He has that family thing that I really like in my mind. He has a multi-million business going on like that. And the work is not done by him. He has a lot of people working for him, but he's the front man again.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to public figures. What about public figures? Who do you really admire? Even if they are not alive anymore, like, it's fine by me. But who is your role model in terms of public figures right now? That's something else I want to learn.
I will start from our time right now, okay, that they're alive. Lately, I'm a little bit passionate with Jordan Peterson.
Mate, this is insane. Every single one says Jordan Peterson. It's crazy.
Yeah, okay, it's the hottest thing
yeah.
in the modern age, like that. And he speaks to minds like us, like that. So Jordan Peterson is the first one. The second one is Ray Dalio.
Uh-huh.
If you've heard of him, he has written a fantastic book, Principles.
Yeah,
I'm reading that every second day like that. So I see my notes every time. And, okay, right now I cannot think someone else from our time right now. Before it was Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung. Oh man, those guys killed it. Like, they summed up all the knowledge we had about our human psyche and they gave theories. Like, even today, we cannot fully understand them, but those guys killed it, nailed it, like that. And because I come from the fitness world, like, I was a professional athlete, I was a professional swimmer, I really admire Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That he had the fantastic winner mentality, man. Fantastic. He was killing it. He was going into the court. No losing. Not at all. Not with anyone. He wanted always to win. Even if he had 40 degrees of fever, like that, he would go in and kill it. Oh, man. Fantastic. That's the spirit.
All right. If you could meet Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung, what would you ask them? Or any of them, like if you could meet Michael Jordan, I can arrange that. And I can bring Michael Jordan next to your office right now. He's looking at you right now.
What's the main source of your motivation? Like, where all this energy comes from? All this mentality, like...
Yeah.
What's your story?
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Cool. You know, because
I... About Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung, I would ask them, what drugs do you take, guys?
Be honest. Okay.
But some stories say that They had tried something.
Psychedelics. And I think I heard many people saying that many crazy ideas came to people when they were under psychedelic influence. And I don't know exactly how this works, but I guess, you know, we all have these ideas inside of us and somehow they get locked, I guess, in our subconscious. So by doing that, you just give your chance to think a little bit more, you know, around your head. So, yeah, that would be nice.
If you have an offer for a special psychedelic, I'm interested, man.
I think Brian Rose was doing ayahuasca. Have you heard about it?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know. I haven't done my research yet about that, but looks like interesting one. I don't know. For the moment, I'm trying to, you know, be more productive and finish with my PhD. But very soon, I want to do research around that.
Yeah. Look, as an entrepreneur, I have also the mindset of trying many different things, many different angles, but not with an addiction point of view. I don't want something else to keep up with my life. No, not at all. But to try to view the world from a different perspective, oh, I love it.
That's a good one, yeah. Question, daily habits. What are your daily habits that you do every single day to keep you, you know, on point?
Consistent, like that.
Yeah.
So waking up early, and early for me is 7 o'clock in the morning. I cannot make it earlier right now, but okay. I'm trying that. So 7 o'clock, it does not depend on the time that I'm going to sleep. I always wake up at 7 o'clock, like that. So waking up early, then making the most important things first. I always ask myself, what is going to give me more income? What actions? So answering some messages from my clients, always getting the new clients first to contact them and see how it can work and make the sale. That's the first things, to make more income. Another daily routine, after the three most important things that I make by the time I'm in my office, the next daily routine is, okay, not daily, but exercising 3 times per week. That keeps me in my program, keeps my body in the perfect shape. I feel confident. I feel like getting, like my mood in a better way, mm-hmm. like that. Expressing myself somehow. And what else? I would say reading, man. Reading. I'm trying to have some audiobook, like 30 minutes per day at least. Actually, when I finish my work, I go for a walk, like that, for 30 minutes, having my audiobook, getting some fresh air, and then heading back home.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Another nice routine that I have. Yeah, sometimes I eat souvlaki here in Greece.
Don't play with my pain, bro.
I eat my souvlaki, I listen to my audiobook, and I come home fuller with knowledge and protein.
Yeah, souvlaki. I miss it so much. Yeah, okay, nice. I like that. You know, let's hypothetically create a scenario right now. I created a time machine, okay? And I drop you in there and I can make you travel back and meet your younger self. What it would be the advice that you would give to your younger self, to the young Steve that is, you know, like 15, 16 years old and he's thinking about, you know, life and he feels lost and he doesn't know what to do, where to start. What would your advice to your younger self be?
Oh man. The first thing I would tell myself was, hey kid, relax, relax, take it easy. Like, don't be so crazy about everything. So I wanted girls, I wanted to make money, I want to be in a good university, I want to be first in my sport, like that. Oh man, you can't do it all in one, in the perfect way. You have to decide, kid, relax, like that. Decide first, act in the second step. like mm-hmm. that. So that's my first advice. The second one would be enjoy your friends and your girls more, like that. try it, man. Don't hesitate. Talk with strangers. Risk. And okay.
Like okay.
That. I was late for a couple of years, I think, or 5 years, like that. So I would tell it to my younger self, express yourself, man, be free, like that. And the third one would be prepare yourself for many failures. Like, be okay with this from a really young age. It's okay to fail, man. Don't worry. Don't get depressed. Don't take it so serious, but I don't know if it would be a good advice. Maybe sometimes you have to get depressed. You have to feel that you suck in your life in order to keep it moving.
Yeah. In order to prove to yourself that I feel the pain. Oh, shit. It feels really, really bad. I feel depressed, but you know what? I'll try one more time. Whoop. And then you get back to the hustle and you try again and then you make it happen. So yeah, all right.
Well, I think from what I read, it's called creative hopelessness. So when you are hopeless in your life, you have to be fucking creative, man. You have to do something like that. So you turn pain into the best thing. And this is the rumor that with athletes that I'm reading a lot, every big athlete, like a really admired person, has the biggest trauma behind him. So he had the biggest pain that gave him the drive to succeed so much.
I believe that too.
I have heard about LeBron James or something. He didn't have a father, so he was raised up with his mother. He got all the necessary rejections from the university, the high school team and all that stuff. He got crazy like that, man. He didn't have a father to support him. He didn't have money to buy some simple things for his mother. And that thing drove him crazy, man, to become the best.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big one. But as long as you use that as a fuel and not as, you know, not victimize yourself. If you use those failures and pain points as your fuel to success, fucking yeah, let's do it. But if you use them in order to victimize yourself and say, oh, this is my life, it's not fair. Oh, look, this is who I am. And you complain and you whine and you ponder all the time about how hard and, you know, unjust this is your life, then yeah, you won't succeed.
Yeah. No hope, man. No hope.
Yeah, really well said. All right, Steve, one more question, mate. What would be your advice to the people watching this podcast right now? One advice, what would that advice be?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, believe in yourself. You will make it. Either way, it will work. And don't spend your energy in multiple ways. Like, your energy, If you just give it away, it will go everywhere like that. But you have to be laser focused, one thing at a time. Try one angle. It works. Perfect. Keep on doing that. It doesn't work. Change direction. But one thing. Do not make like a new collaboration. You have a new idea. You have another project. You have a new way to market yourself, a new pricing, second pricing. Fuck, man, one thing at a time, especially if you're a solopreneur like that.
Yeah, okay. Cool, mate. Thank you so much for your time. If people want to learn more about you, what's the best way for them to communicate with you or to reach out to you if they have any question or they want to work with you together?
It works fine. It's called my name, Stefanos Papanastasiou, a Greek name. Your Diet Game. Like
I'll
that.
Have the link below either way.
Perfect, man. Thanks for the promo. And whoever wants to improve his body, his shape, like his fitness and his energy to be more productive, has to text me for sure. I have a special offer only for your customers.
All right. I love that. Thank you so much. And to be honest, guys, And this is not, you know, marketing thing. It's something else. I believe that Steve is good as, really good as a nutritionist, but I don't know if you see that on the video, because, you know, I know Steve for, I don't know, like 5-6 years now. She has a super sick and amazing energy. And when your coach, or when even people around you, your mentors have this crazy amount of energy and, you know, can spark you up like with, you know, one of their words and have this sincere, honest smile, this is a game changer. So, yeah, bro, thanks again for your time. I'll see you in Greece in a few weeks. Can't wait for that. And
yeah, souvlaki all the time.
yeah. GG. And guys, thank you very much for watching this episode. I'll see you all in the next one for another episode and with another guest. Till then, have a great time and make sure to hustle. Peace.